All right. Always a pleasure speaking with our next guest because he is an expert in so many different areas. Today, we're going to pick his brain a little bit about the video that has been released on the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard is here, and he's going to give us the very latest. And it occurs to me, Michael, that you went through a case in the past where a doorbell camera played a big role.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us about that. Remind us about that.
Yeah, well, good to be with you, Paul W. So that particular case that we had the fake utility workers show up at a house completely masked, fake identification, fake placards on the cars, fake safety vests, things like that, masks, you know, gloves. And there was a camera on the front door. And obviously, when you have a heinous crime, either, you know, this home breaking that we had that was a homicide or in this case, kidnapping, you have to get as much information as you can, as quickly as you can. And if you are not sure who the people involved are, that's where the public help is invaluable. And so when we had that, I immediately, you know, tasked some of our folks with trying to get any footage from any cameras, obviously not just on the home, but neighbors, you do a canvassing, you check to see if they have cameras, things like that. And what we found is there was an active account on the victim's home, but we could not get access to it. Ring was not helpful at all. And so we had to do our own investigative workaround, and our detectives were super smart about how to do that. They got it, but it cost us a delay of a couple hours, which allowed, unfortunately, one of the suspects to get in the wind. And, you know, had they been more cooperative quicker, you know, we may have caught them within our state. Thankfully, we did catch them both. They've both been convicted and sentenced to life without parole for first-degree murder. But my point is, once we put that image out, even though the person was fully masked, we started getting tips immediately. And so these kind of cases really are immeasurably helped by the public. And unfortunately, the delay that it took to get that image out, and there could be a number of reasons why that happened, but sadly it did happen. And it's even more important, and time is more important when you have somebody potentially kidnapped and maybe, you know, not viable for many more hours if they're on medication like this, like she is. So all of those things even heighten the reason to get any digital video out to get the public's help.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't make many proclamations or statements about this because we don't know. We just don't know what happened and what's going on. But I think it's safe to say that had this video become available within a day or the same day of this story breaking, I think that historically we're going to look back and say it could have made the difference. I just believe that. You don't have to say if you believe it or not, but that's what I believe.
No, I believe it. I agree with you. And the only impediment, and I'm not sure because I don't have the actual investigative files, is, you know, this apparently the digital images or digital pieces, if you will, came from a source that I'm not aware of where they actually got it. I don't think anybody in the public is aware. Did it come from the actual device itself, which was recovered? Did it come from a server inside the home, or did it come from the cloud and Google, and they had to go back and re-piece and search digital particles almost and recreate it? How did they ultimately get their hands on it, and what kind of process took that? But that's where the FBI really shines. If I had been that sheriff, I would have immediately said, like I did when Oxford happened, the FBI said, what do you need? And I very specifically said, you could help us with this and that. And so if it turns out at any point he stiff-armed them, that's going to be very, very sad.
Say that again. You're saying if the local sheriff pushed away help from the FBI, that's going to be horrible. Yeah, that's going to be horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, yeah. If initially they offered, because they have digital capabilities. I have a computer crimes unit and forensic examiners and all that, but the FBI, bar none, best in the world. If you've got a case that's going to pivot on digital, like had I thought that we couldn't get access within an hour or so of that doorbell and the fake utility workers, and they had the opportunity or the ability, I would have called them immediately and said, hey, I need your help. You know, there should never be egos on cases that involve victims, period.
And well, but so we have gone through, we have gone through some pretty horrible things where the police wanted Apple, for example, to open up a criminal's phone and give us information, and they wouldn't do it. I mean, we're in a very awkward time in our society where the rules of law haven't caught up with the technology. That's a different story. First of all,
You're spot on.
It's an important story. This, first of all, I want to make something very clear, and I don't have any dog in the race, although if I were buying stock right now, I'd buy stock in Ring and Nest and any of those places, because people are going to look at their own homes and say, we need one of those cameras, and we need to pay for the subscription. But anyway, this was Nest, Google. In this case, you tried with Ring, and they weren't working. It wasn't helpful. Do you think, though, that, or maybe you've already answered this, the difference between a local county sheriff approaching one of these companies and the difference of having the FBI approach one of the companies, that might have made the difference?
100%. Yeah, that's why I said that. Had we not figured out a workaround that was going to be timely, I would have immediately said, hey, we need your help. You've got a bigger reach. You've got a nationwide reach. The problem is when you've got a local agency and you've got an out-of-state company, Google headquarters or wherever their servers are, wherever you're going to serve them a subpoena, it can sometimes take weeks or months before they get responsive. And that's if they're responsive, depending on what your subpoena is. And that's with a court order, mind you. And so that really has to be addressed. You're spot on. It's a big story that needs to be addressed. Congress needs to fix that. You know, we can take your hair, we can take your DNA, we can take your fingerprints with a lawful court order, but we can't get access to your phone because, you know, phone companies, Apple and other technology companies won't abide by it. They say they're intentionally building their devices so that even they can't get into them. Well, the only people that serves are the criminals.
Well put, as always, Oakland County Sheriff Extraordinaire Mike Bouchard. Michael, God bless you, my friend.
All right. You have a great day, Paul. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you and all you've done for years for all of us. We continue in Focus, Paul W. here on WJR.